This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. New Broncos head coach Sean Payton was formally introduced today. The Super Bowl winning coach says he's set on returning the team to its winning ways. He says he knows it was a long process to get him to agree to become the coach, but that he's ready to work.
I think in the end, it worked out exactly as I had hoped, and I think exactly as the Broncos ownership had hoped. And now, it wasn't easy. But nevertheless, nothing ever is when you go through something like this.
State wildlife officials recently captured two wolves and put GPS collars on them in northern Colorado. CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife located and tranquilized the two wolves. One of the animals was previously captured 2 years ago and given a tracking device that later failed. Both wolves were fitted with new collars after receiving health exams. Officials say the Walden pack migrated from Wyoming and produced six pups. Residents have reported that the pack has killed at least five cows and two dogs since 2019. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Colorado State University apologized for a group of fans who chanted Russia at a player during a basketball game in Fort Collins over the weekend. The player is Utah State's Max Shugal from Ukraine. CSU said in a statement that the chant was a violation of their sportsmanship policy. You're listening to CPR News. On the Front Range and in Denver, sunshine and dry conditions return tomorrow. Lows in the 20s and 30s overnight.